to the Beat Red podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. I tell my stories, Katie tells her stories, you tell your stories, we tell your stories. It's embarrassing all around. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie. Let's turn
Beat Red.
How was your week?
Oh, no, how was your week?
Got it. Nope.
No, you asked me last time first. And
no,
then
I did
you
it.
Say this first.
No, I did it. Let's get real.
Why?
You okay. had Because you have okay. stuff to talk about.
Okay.
You had a good week.
I had a great week. My mom was here. I had a couple things that were embarrassing happen to me. One being that I split my pants and I walked around my son's nursery school, his brand new nursery school, with my underwear hanging
Stop
out of my
it.
Pants.
What color were they?
They were like sparkly pink. I mean, it's like, they're like boy shorts, sparkly pink. And I was like, my
Did they
my
have
husband
a little
like
ruched butt? Because that's even better. You know what I mean? Ruched butt down the middle.
No, they just look like, I mean, they look like a disco ball, but like pink background. It's not, it was very flashy.
Well, how did you split your pants and how did you
I
find
out? I don't
know
how I split my pants, as you never know.
You know.
It could be, maybe you had
what if you've worn
more breakfast
several times and not know.
The craziest thing is my husband was with me. He was behind me, following me around the tour.
And never told
they
you.
They didn't mention it, which means he didn't look at my butt once.
Did he? So sure. He really didn't see it?
Marriage is... You just become friends. I don't know if you saw it or not. So that happened. And then I'm wearing my uniform.
Wait, but how'd you find out?
Oh, I felt it. I felt a breeze after the tour. And I said, what's going on there? And I turned around and I touched my butt and it was like exposed. It was like a blown out.
Just
a hole blown in the back. So yeah, that was the worst.
And John said he didn't notice.
I said, what are you doing? Did you see my butt? And he's like, oh, wow. Yeah, those are ripped.
I just
like,
thought those were pink striped pants.
Yeah, I thought that was part of your style. It's like, yeah, I'm flashing a nursery school. That's my style.
That's
so raven.
Amazing. And you didn't want to start this week? That's incredible.
Katie, yeah, you tell me.
Wait, you said a couple things.
Oh, my God. So then I was wearing my uniform, which is this, like, I have a kid uniform. I just throw it on. It's easy to wear. I ripped the butt of that. I do not know how.
You had two butt rips?
I had two butt rips, which is like, okay, this is not good.
Where did that one rip?
I got it on the butt. Like in the butt.
No,
same
I mean
spot.
Like where were you?
It's like I sat
were
on a nail.
Public?
100%. And I was at a playground, actually, come to think of it, when I found out.
Why are you flashing all these kids?
All these kids have got flashed by this, like, and I feel bad for Elliot. He's probably alienated now, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, your mom's got her butt hanging out. So yeah, so that happens.
I think you're starting a new trend, a new style, and everyone's going to have butt rips.
Oh my God.
It's a thing.
I want to do a runway show where it's like
Balenciaga's going to have like a $1,200 butt ripped pair of jeans.
Oh, I love it.
In their necks.
What do you think that
would
mean?
Actually, that's cheap for them. Let's say like $5,000 for a little butt ripped pair of jeans. That's going to be the new thing. Just wait.
I don't know anything about fashion, but
just
maybe.
Just wait.
Well, look, you can be my, you can consult
Well, they're all
with
about
me.
Like rage bait fashion, so I feel like that would
What's
work.
Rage bait?
Like they literally will take like a tape. Haven't you seen their like tape? It's a tape roll, like looks like a tape roll that you get from like Home Depot, and it's a bracelet now, and it's $1,200 for this bracelet, or $3,000 for this bracelet. The message is like, what can we get away with,
like,
and who will buy it? Who's going
to
buy it?
We're going to be ready to pay in a room anytime.
Yeah, it's like Dorito bags as purses. It's like, how much shit can we get away with that people will pay this amount of extreme?
They're making fun of America.
Yes, exactly. Extreme amounts of money for stupid fashion.
Because I feel like Doritos are as iconic as like Campbell's soup for Americans.
Yeah, it's true.
So they're like, hey, why don't you just, that's where your money is. It's in a Dorito bag, bitch.
Bitch.
How's your week?
I don't even know, you know?
Okay.
I was sitting here,
tell
I was like,
me.
Oh, I realized I literally thought of nothing to talk about whatsoever.
What
I'm like, what have I done? I've gone thrifting because that's what
yes,
I do.
You have gone thrifting. And
I go thrifting. That's what I do. I'm going to the 5th Long Beach Flea tomorrow that I'm very excited about because I've never been to one of these and I didn't even know they did it. But I guess, I don't know if they do it once or twice a year, but apparently vendors fly in from other states because it's like a big thing that they do. So
that's amazing.
I know. I'm super excited about it. I was just there 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh, okay. I guess I'm going back for the 5th Sunday.
You got to do a long, long, long reel for that one.
A long reel.
An
extra long.
Yeah.
Just extra long. But yeah, I'm like, what else did I do? Yeah, I did a lot of thrifting this week. I really can't. Unfortunately, nothing comes to mind that was embarrassing that happened. But there's always time for that.
I think a story is going to jar, a story we tell today from all the emails is going to jar one for
Probably.
You. It's going to like jar one out and you're going to just drop it.
They're
like
in there. They're in there hiding, little capsules.
They're there. Something happened this week. I know it. And it's coming out today. You're telling
all
me.
Right. Here's to hoping.
Go for it. Are you going to start?
Do you want to start? Because then we'll take the
Absolument.
Dang it.
I will start. Okay. So this is from Rachel in Los Angeles, and she writes, every year I dread shopping for my husband's birthday present. I'm the kind of gift giver that when I let my imagination run, the gifts can get epic. I've taken my husband surprise bungee jumping, thrown him a surprise party with all of his friends, given him a virtual drum lesson with his favorite drummer. Sad to say that as the years have passed, the gifts have grown more and more basic. In recent years, he's solemnly opened shoes, vintage Western shirts, and a bunch of other forgettable stuff.
I mean, that sounds amazing to me.
I mean,
I'm not mad at that.
I imagine this person will take
shoes and vintage clothes anytime.
Yeah.
But I get it when you're doing, because honestly, that is how it always starts off. Like in the beginning, like I used to do like scavenger hunts for the presents. It was like you do like the craziest things in the beginning, and it's so exciting.
Best experience. Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's always been hard to shop for. My husband is a wear the same pair of jeans till they walk away on their own kind of guy. He plays bass, and so this year I thought, all right, I'll get him a bass. At least I know he'll like it. Then my imagination revved. I thought, sure, I'll get him a bass, but what if I painted a wall in our bedroom first? And then what if I hung his other guitars from hooks and left one hook empty? And then what if I hung a little clue from the empty hook that started him on an epic treasure hunt
find his bass? That's so cute and sweet and thoughtful.
Right?
Yeah.
See, but that's like, I mean, I imagine like her brain was just like, oh my God, he's going to love this, right?
That's really sweet.
I had it all planned out in my head. It'd be an epic surprise. The next step was to spend a lifetime researching different bases in my price range. Not an easy task. Buying something you know nothing about for someone who knows everything about it. Did you ever do that with Mirage?
Yes, because he likes music equipment, and that is so difficult.
It's so hard.
If you don't know what you're doing, for sure, like it's really, really hard.
Because you don't want to get them something that they're like, this is for beginners. You
know? Yeah, like instruments I would be okay with as a musician, but like there's certain things that he likes as an audio engineer that are like, you know, certain types of, I don't even know what they're called, like certain types of equipment that I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what you want. I don't know how anything about this.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to shop for.
Ever.
Yeah.
I settled on a beautiful Epiphone viola bass. Great bang for my buck. I bought paint. I bought hooks. I planned the treasure hunt with little scrolls. Two nights before his birthday, we were laying in bed and he asked me to show him a recipe I'd made for dinner that night. I texted the recipe to myself, so I pulled up my text, and right away, a huge picture of the bass I'd bought him flashed on the screen.
No.
Because I had also texted myself a picture of it. I threw the phone and said I needed to go to bed. After 5 minutes of laying in the dark together, my husband whispered, "A viola bass is a perfect gift for me."
Aww.
I was not only embarrassed that he saw all of my hard work, but I was enraged.
Oh, no.
My whole surprise and all the time spent ruined in one stupid second. Plan ruined because he knew what he was getting. I ended up just having him pick out the one he wanted and buying it for him.
Aww.
Right? That
sucks,
though, because imagine you plan a big old thing and then it's just given away.
You
can't
ruin your
still
own
do
surprise.
The treasure hunt.
Yeah,
and
even like he found it on your phone, like you showed it to him.
See,
that's
exactly.
The best part,
but
you know?
In my mind, I think if I'm the husband, I don't say anything.
Yeah.
I just like let it lie. And then I sort of wait and see,
right.
Okay, what's she going to do? But some people's husbands just don't really like surprises and then they just try to like guess right away. So.
I see what you bought me. Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
So our caller today is Ayla, and her TikTok handle is It's Me, Ayla B. I saw her embarrassing TikTok story. I thought it was too funny, and we actually don't have one like it. So I asked her if she would tell it on our show, and she said yes. Go give her a follow, and let's hear her story.
Woohoo!
Ayla!
So sorry, my phone automatically ignored the unknown call.
Yeah, no problem. So you're on with Katie and Mary-Kate of the Beat Rev podcast.
Hi!
Yay! Hello!
We are so excited to talk to you. So Mary-Kate doesn't know your story. I do, and I loved it. I thought it was so relatable and so funny, and we don't have anything like this one, so I was thrilled to have found it.
I'm so excited to share
it with the world.
Thank you for doing this.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I can say I had no idea that this was a relatable story. I didn't know what the reaction would be when I put this on TikTok. And I have just been dying laughing every time I refresh my notifications, seeing that this is not a unique experience.
Oh my gosh. It's so good. All right, let's hear it and get into it. And then Mary-Kate can interject if it's relatable.
I cannot wait. It's going to be relatable.
Okay, so gosh, it was a really long time ago. I went to turn 31. I'm pretty sure that it was when I was like 11, maybe almost years old. So like sixth, seventh grade around that time. Mm-hmm. And just hanging out in my friend's bedroom. And she's like, let me do something. I've got this trick. And she does the little thing where she lays down like flat on her back and pushes her legs up into the air. And then you kind of like put your hands under your back to prop yourself up. So you're like, your shoulders and your head are on the ground, but then your legs are straight up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whoa.
And
okay.
So, and then she like scissors her legs opened and closed and farts out of her not fart hole.
Okay. Out of her not fart hole. What the
and
hell?
I'm immediately like, can I do two?
Wait.
I have to try.
Okay. Okay. Good. I love this.
So I get down. I do the exact same thing. She's already given me a tutorial with no words. I get to the ground, prop myself up, scissor the air, and I can definitely fart out of my nostril.
Okay.
So we think that this is just the coolest thing. We're in there making music. We go out and we show her family.
Okay. Okay. This is where it gets real. This is where it gets real.
To be honest with you, it was so long ago. I don't remember exactly how they reacted besides just laughter. I remember what was said, but I will never have the look of just complete diabolical, hysterical, just laughter on their faces.
Good.
So we obviously think that this is a really cool thing that we've got going. So we show my family.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You took it on tour? You took the show on the road.
We took it on tour. We took the show on the road. Yep.
I love this so much.
Just a couple of queefing kids.
Did you plan outfits? Like, were you matching? Did you do like a whole review? You know, were you part of, was it like a show?
Yeah. Did you have like sequin, like dance outfits on? That would be the best part.
Like you're in dancing school.
No, there wasn't any like tickets given out. It wasn't
okay.
Like a
no bedazzled
like that.
Gymnastics suits.
But,
okay.
One important detail of this story is that me and my parents were actually living with my grandparents at the time. So grandma and grandpa were a part of this.
No.
This scene.
Grandma and grandpa who remember the depression. Like rationing food and how when oranges were a treat are sitting in the audience for this
watching
show.
Watching their granddaughter queef.
For the queef.
And he's so excited about it. Like, look what I can do, mom and dad. Like, look how cool this is. It's amazing.
Could you hear?
So I asked,
okay, go ahead. Yeah. You go.
I asked my parents this morning. I was like, hey, so I'm going on this podcast to tell that story that I just put on TikTok. And of course, they remember it.
Of course.
In fact, years later, my mom, a long time later, I was probably like in my 20s. My mom, we were sitting around telling embarrassing stories. And she says, hey, Ayla, remember when you and so and so showed us that you could queef?
She said it.
And she actually finally said it, like acknowledged it for what it was.
She
and it
knew
was just,
the word.
It was
that
so
is
good.
So funny. Did they tell you though, like, hey, like, you might not want to do this at school in front of your friends?
Yeah, they're like, don't do this for the talent show.
They were speechless. And this morning I asked my parents if they remembered anything specific about it. And my dad said that, which I don't even remember this part, but he said that months later, we had my aunt or his aunt, so my great aunt in town visiting, and he walks out of the bedroom into the living room, and I was performing my act for my grandma and my grandma that were in town. So it was an ongoing thing, I guess.
That is hilarious.
Is so
you're like,
funny.
Look what I can do. You were just so excited that you discovered this new thing that you could do.
I really want a black and white photo of just their face the first time you did it. Just everyone's face when they saw you do that.
I know, because I'm like, I bet I probably did that in front of my parents too. Like, I remember when I learned I could like suck up in air and push it out and made a sound and it was so funny. And I was like, whoa, this is so crazy. And I'm like, I probably did it too. I was probably like, hey, look at this. Or in front of my like brother and sister for sure. Like, it's so funny. You just have no idea when you're a kid. You're just like, whoa, this cool sound came out of my body.
Yes, right.
Exactly.
What is this? Yeah. Like, what does this mean? Yeah. Can everyone do this?
I love that. I love
yeah.
that.
It's pretty funny.
It's hilarious. And I just think that it's the journey of a parent to say, oh, there's a talent. Okay, cool. Let's see it. And then it's just a queef in your face. You're like, I'm so proud of you. You did great. You know, you just got to be like, that's great. Now let's not, don't do that again. Okay.
Yeah, I probably, as a parent, would have to be like, okay, so let's keep this in the house. Like, let's not do this at school because you might get a different reaction. Don't do this at the next party you go to.
Right, right. Oh, God.
Right. Luckily, I don't think we never tried it at church, never at school. Church. So I think we're good there.
Oh, church would be amazing.
I'm glad you didn't
that
try
would
that
be hilarious
church.
If you were like in Sunday school and you're like, hey, guys.
Yeah, like, hey, guess what?
Jesus does not like queefs. Okay,
I have a relatable thing to this section of the Testament.
It's so funny.
Amazing.
But thank you so much for sharing that. It's hilarious and we love it. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank
you
so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I just love
so funny.
Open hearts, open minds. Let's queef in front of our folks.
Yeah,
and
just
we don't
like,
even
whoa,
know.
Like, check it out. Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
That's a supportive family right there.
Yeah, it is.
They're
it's
like, you
pretty
can
funny.
Do anything in front of us.
Yeah.
Even that.
Queef it up.
Queef it up. Can that be the
queef it up? Clearly.
Okay. So this is from Reddit. And this handle is Came for the Fun of It. And she writes, I was in the military and stories are in abundance, which I think is kind of interesting, you know, military. I don't think of like embarrassing stories with military.
I would just because of the fact that they are in such close quarters
and
they're
living
surrounded
close.
By people all the time. You know people are doing stuff in
it's
there
true.
That you just are around. Yeah, you don't have any alone time.
Right. In
I
that audience.
Never.
I could there.
Never.
I know, man. I'm just going to pull one out that I remember. One night, I watched a female soldier with a bad stomach problem run into a port-a-john while ripping her pants down while opening the door.
Oh, no.
We immediately heard the noise from her release and at the same time, the noise from the girl that she had just sat down on top of. There was a girl in there.
Stop
and she
it.
She
oh.
Can you imagine?
My
she runs
God.
In. I can totally
how
see how that would
we
happen.
Never heard this story before,
I
though.
Know. It's got to be common, right? She's like, oh, my God, I got to go. And she sits on someone without even realizing it and poops all over them. Okay? Both ran out of the
literally.
Little blue bathroom screaming and horrified.
And were their pants still down? And were
probably.
They covered in poo? And
probably.
Everyone saw everything.
Everyone saw everything.
Yeah,
there
can
was
you imagine
no...
you're just in there and then someone comes and poops all over you? Oh, my God.
So you got to lock it. You got to say
that
in use,
is
right?
Horrific.
Click, in use, super
maybe
easy.
Maybe they didn't even lock.
No. Well, if it was an emergency, I can see how you would not even look. You would just be running in and just pulling
maybe
it.
Maybe they all got like food poisoning from their cafeteria food.
Ooh,
and so
maybe.
Everybody was in the porta potties.
I don't know. But can you imagine you're just like a soldier walking by and you like look and see that?
Oh,
that
double
might,
poo.
That might make my day.
If you've pooped on somebody in a porta potty, please tell us about it.
Please email us.
But I do feel like at a festival or something like that has had to have happened before. Or did you like go to puke and you puked
Burning
on somebody
Man.
Who was pooping, or you puked on somebody
you
who
just
was puking?
Open it up and puke.
Yeah,
right.
Right?
They're just pooping in there. That's awful.
I feel like it's happened.
Surprise,
if this
puke?
Happened to you, you better tell us. You can be anonymous. We promise.
We need
okay?
to know. Yes,
we need to know.
We're on the case.
Okay, so I have another story, and this comes from Yelena. Her handle is This Little Green Home on IG. She sent me this story when I asked for them on Instagram. She posts lots of fun home decor ideas. So go give her a follow.
Yay.
Okay, she writes, I was leaving a hair appointment for my upcoming wedding. The salon is situated in a building that has shops in the front and residential on top, so there's a parking garage in the back. I was walking through a hallway that leads to the garage on my phone, of course, and not paying attention to my surroundings. There's the tiniest ledge that drops like 3/4 of an inch, but because I wasn't looking where I was walking, it suddenly felt like I was stepping off a cliff.
No.
Like when you fall in a dream and your whole body lurches forward.
So it's slow motion.
And it's the tiniest little, it's not even like a curb. It's like the tiniest little dip. And so my left foot touched the ground first. My ankle did a cool 90-degree angle move, and that leg gave out from under my
Ow.
Weight. My right leg dropped down. My right knee dropped down onto the hard concrete. The momentum of that impact sent me hurling backwards, where I proceeded to land on my back with my legs in the air.
That sounds so painful.
It sounds so painful, but To make matters worse, I was wearing a dress and suddenly everything from the waist down was exposed. So she's just left this hair. I mean, at least she looks great, right? She's gotten her hair done. It's blown out. It's curly. It's fantastic. Gorge. She is feeling like a million bucks. She is on her phone probably like, oh my God, this is amazing. I cannot wait for the wedding. I look fantastic. Misses the tiniest curb. Ankle rolls. Knee ruined. Flies back. Knee wrecked.
Ruined.
Just wrecked. You fly back. Your whole bottom is
your
exposed
butt.
To your butt.
Your hair, your blowout is like on the ground.
All of it, everywhere. I panicked and I scrambled to get up, looking around to see if anyone had just witnessed me violently eat shit. The only saving grace, call it divine intervention, was that no one was there. And so I thought about this and I was like, is it embarrassing if a tree falls in the forest?
And no one hears it. Did it like, happen? Yeah.
But it is, because you still get that panicked feeling of, you know, her face was still red and she still was flushed. And it's like the feeling of what if someone saw me. And someone very well could have seen her and just like quickly turned her
around. So, well, they're nice.
In their car. They were like, whatever.
Right.
But that's what I thought this was interesting because I'm like, no one saw her, but it is still super embarrassing.
Someone saw her because you know what? There's cameras everywhere now. And I'm sure somewhere some
it's
security guard
garage.
Was like, oh my God.
So let's see. My head started pounding. All I could hear was a ringing in my ears and the sudden urge to throw up.
No.
I looked down and blood was gushing from my right knee. I hobbled to my car and put my seat all the way back. I turned the AC on blast and I lay there for 20 minutes. I'm pretty sure I was mildly concussed. Poor thing. Luckily, my wedding dress was long, so it covered up the gnarly, humongous scab on my knee. And to this day, I have a gross scar that wrinkles like a tiny brain whenever I take a shower and my left ankle is snappy.
Ew, I love that the left angle is snappy.
I know.
Oh, like, that's I've been there where I actually have dreams like that. Where you're falling and you like wake up really quickly.
Yeah.
But it's off of a small little ledge.
Really?
Yeah, it's wild. That's amazing. That's a great story.
I know.
I feel bad for her though. I hate it when people get hurt.
I know. That's not fun. That's not fun.
Gushing from your leg. Oh. One time I fell off a rock in Joshua Tree and fell and like scraped up my entire back. And it was the beginning of my trip. And I was alone.
Oh my God.
Got in my car and I just drove around like in so much pain, got out, blood all over my seat.
Were you embarrassed?
So embarrassed. So embarrassed. I, to this day, think a ghost pushed me off the rock. That's a debatable. It's a hot take.
What was their problem?
I don't know, but I was just
What'd you
on
do
the
to
rock.
That ghost?
I ran towards the rock in glee and hope and joy and love for
And they were like,
desert.
Get out of here.
And they're like,
scram.
Fuck off. Yep. Okay. This is from Greg from New York, and he writes, one summer when I was living in New York, my girlfriend at the time and I decided to spend the day out on Coney Island. To tap the day off, we decided to buy tickets to a Cyclones game, which is, they were a major league team whose stadium is right off the boardwalk.
What is that, baseball?
It's baseball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that is.
That's where you hit the ball with a stick. We had spent the day drinking and body surfing in the waves, and as the afternoon turned into evening, we made our way to the little stadium. We had a pretty serious buzz on by the time we took our seats. The game ended up being one of the absolute worst baseball games I've ever been to. Pitch after pitch after pitch, just really long innings. So in our boredom, my girlfriend and I began making jokes, and eventually those jokes led to pretending to be affronted, and pretending to be affronted led to play fighting. The next thing I knew, a rather large security guard was standing at the end of our row, beckoning me to come over.
Busted.
I got up and awkwardly made my way over to him. "We don't allow that kind of shit here, man," he said rather loudly. I had no idea what he was talking about. "I have no idea what you're talking about," I said. "We aren't cool with people hitting women here," he loudly proclaimed. At this point, several people seated near us had started to take notice. My girlfriend tried to come to my defense. She said, "Hold on a sec. Don't you worry, miss. You're safe," said the security guard.
Oh, no.
"But this guy, looking at me, needs to get the fuck out of here right now." It was at this point that people in our section started to boo me. Those boos caught the attention of whoever was working the camera from the Jumbotron, and there I was on the big screen. Can you imagine?
That's humiliating.
You're getting booed.
Was he like fake slapping her?
Yes.
Like,
I think he was fake hitting her, and she was like fake hitting him back.
He was like, bitch!
Yeah.
And like backhanding her.
Yes. Like, and like maybe making
a little
sound.
And from a distance
sound.
It looked like it.
Yeah, and someone called security. They're like, this is terrible. The more people in the stadium started to boo. It was at this point I decided to cut my losses and made my way out of the stadium. As I walked out.
Yeah, you're about to get the cops called on you, bro.
Seriously.
You better get out of there.
Can you imagine? I love the guy's like, "You're safe, miss. Don't you worry. I got this." Like,
yeah.
You're not.
Well, it is true. Like, see something, say something. Like, if I thought that was real too, I would be like, oh, absolutely not.
100%.
So it is kind of stupid to do that in public, but
especially
it's
on the guy. Like,
it's
the girls don't usually, you know. But so, yeah. So he just like left the stadium to the sound of the booze from behind him. And then my girlfriend made her way out shortly after me. So. Isn't that wild? Isn't
yeah,
that crazy?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's nuts on the
Jumbotron. And you're lucky you didn't get arrested and then have to.
But like,
fight
you want
to
make it on the Jumbotron, like the kiss cam, or like, oh, you know, that's me. Oh my gosh, might wonder who can see this from home. But you're on the Jumbotron getting kicked out because people think you beat your.
And
girlfriend.
It has on the bottom of the screen for people watching, like, this abuser is getting kicked out.
This abuser. The person's like typing madly, yeah. Like.
Abuser kicked out on the local news at 9. Okay, so my next story comes from Rachel, and she writes, okay, so this story actually happened to a friend of mine. We've been friends since high school, but she gave me permission to tell it. So she was hooking up with a guy. It was a one-night stand, and she slept over at his house. When she spent the night at his house, they'd gotten pretty drunk the night before. She said she suddenly woke up in the middle of the night and realized she shit the bed.
No, at a sleepover.
Like diarrhea everywhere.
How does that happen?
This is a one-night stand. I mean, if she's like, maybe she's lactose intolerant, maybe she had, her drinks didn't work with whatever she ate.
Right.
She shat the bed.
But just in her sleep.
In her sleep. One-night stand, in her sleep, she shat the bed, diarrhea everywhere. What do you do? What are you doing in this moment? What are you doing?
I think what I do is I push him off the bed, which wakes him up. I grab the sheets. I run to the bathroom. And then I try to flush the sheets out.
I thought you were going
to
say you would like gaslight him. Like you push him off the bed and be like, ew, you just shit all over the bed.
That's a great idea. What would you do? Is that what you would do?
That's the move. You wake him up like, oh my God, you just shit all over the bed.
You have to rub poop on his butt though without him waking up.
Okay. Or do you just run out? She wonders, should I just go home? She's panicking. She's freaking out.
Let him roll over into a bunch of poop with no person there.
She doesn't know what to do. So she goes in his bathroom and cleans herself up. She then goes back to bed and moves to the edge of the bed away from the shit.
He's in the shit. He's going to roll over into it.
He wakes up in the morning and is freaking out. She stirs awake like, what's going on? What happened?
She still had to like go to sleep smelling the poop.
She's gaslighting him, which is fantastic.
She gaslighted him. That is fantastic.
I love that she's like rubbing her eyes like, what happened?
Like, it's so early.
He said, there's shit in the bed. And she said, oh my God, was it Sparky? That's his dog.
Oh, good.
He said, there's no fucking way that's Sparky. He's never shit in the bed. And she's sweating at this point and probably bright red and says, I don't know. It's got to be the dog because there's nothing on me.
Yes. And there was nothing on him, right?
Meanwhile, her underwear is wrapped up in her bag.
Good.
He just doesn't believe her. She said, maybe the dog got into something. Yeah. Then the guy rips the sheets off his bed, pissed. She calls an Uber, mortified, leaves, and never hears from him again.
Oh, my God.
Understandably.
He should be embarrassed. He didn't know it was her. He should be like,
No, he did. He was like, bitch, yeah, lie.
He's like, if my dog doesn't poop in the bed.
Like, also, I was thinking, I'm like, did she fall asleep naked or she fell asleep with her underwear on, clearly, because she had that in the bag. So I'm like, did she put, like, her jeans on and get in the bed? And he's like,
That's probably what happened.
Like, that was the telltale sign where he was like, yeah, lie.
You're lying. Like, get out of
like,
here.
What was it? You know, because she didn't have her underwear anymore. She fell asleep in her underwear, probably. Like, it's not like she had PJs. It was a one-night stand. You know what I mean? So she put her, like, clubbing pants back on.
She put her, like, chaps with the friends.
Or she was just naked, and she's like, look, there's no poo in my butt. Like, which is it? Either way, it's naked.
She has, like, her shirt on, just no underwear
She's
on.
Winnie the Pooh in it in there.
She's Donald Duck in it.
Okay, but she has a little thing to add to that. So to add on to that, same friend. I'm dating this guy. I really like him. We're going to have a weekend up in Denver, and we're going to stay at that same friend's in the above story's house. We all go out, and we kind of go on our separate adventures. Me and my guy come back pretty late at night after he'd played a show, and she puked all over the apartment, like all over everything, all over the blankets we were supposed to be laying on. Everything. Turns out she'd done mushrooms that night and ended up getting sick and puking all over the place. Let's just say I'm thankful this guy ended up staying with me and we've now been together for 6 years.
That's really sweet, but that's awful.
So cute. That girl's got some tummy problems.
Yeah, and that's the same
girl? She's puking
girl?
And she's pooping. It's the same girl.
And then same guy?
No, it's a different guy. This is same girl. So she went on a date. She brought this guy to this girl's house to stay there. They were all like going out that night and they like went their separate ways. Uh-huh. So they come back to the house and she's puked all over the bed and the stuff they're supposed to like sleep in. Like she's puked all over the house.
And where is she?
Probably passed out. She did mushrooms and passed out.
That is amazing.
So she's got some tummy problems.
That's not good. Yeah. That's not good. Mm-hmm. That would be awkward between the friend and the guy.
It's a fantastic story. I love that she just totally gaslit the dude and was like, yo, it's your dog. It's nothing on me. There's nothing on me.
And he's like, get out.
He's like, why do you have jeans on in the bed? She's like, don't worry about it. It's not me. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. You pooped all over my... bedroom.
Caught you pooping in the bedroom. It wasn't me. Saw you sleeping in your jeans. It wasn't me.
Your dirty underwear fell out of your purse. It wasn't me. Okay, all right. Well, this is from Reddit, and it's you bangarang 47 says. Okay. There was a guy in college who walked into class late. The room had auditorium seating, and the only open spaces were in the fourth row in the middle, about 25 rows and about 50 seats per row.
Oh, wow.
So he's in the front of the class, basically, in the middle. This guy walks in and sits down about 15 minutes into the lecture, so he's late, everyone's paying attention, and opens his laptop, which, as soon as the lights boot up, starts blaring porn
at
the buildup to the big finale.
No.
To boot. He couldn't log in fast enough to mute it or turn it off.
That poor guy.
So he slammed it shut, put it in his bag, and walked out with it still blasting at full volume.
That's horrifying.
Can you imagine?
That's horrifying. I get embarrassed if, like, my phone, if I, like, go and I click on even a TikTok and it's just loud in a store, I get embarrassed. So, like, imagine if porn was just blaring.
He stopped, like,
for the whole classroom.
That's awful.
And what kind of porn was it? How kinky was it? How crazy was it?
Katie, why don't you go ask him?
Was it regular porn or was it some crazy one?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
It matters. It matters.
It does matter. Yeah. Because, you know, if it's just like very sensual, like loving, like you are my soulmate and we've been married for 25 years.
There's no porn like that. Okay. What is that? Is there porn like that?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. This last story comes from Stacy and she writes, so I'm 35 now, but back when I was going into my freshman year of high school, I have two older brothers, and I thought that one of my older brother's friends, Casey, was super cute.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Casey. So over the summer, this was back in the AOL Instant Messenger days, I had gotten a request to talk to Casey on AOL Instant Messenger. I died. I was so happy. We would message each other every day, multiple times a day, talking about life, getting to know each other. And we did this for the whole summer at the time.
That's so sweet.
This sweet little freshman baby.
Just on AOL. Like, you don't know them. You're just messaging.
Just on AOL. She's a freshman. He's a senior. She's like, this is my chance. AOL. We're getting to know each other. I didn't really think too much about why we hadn't met up during the summer. I think he kept saying that he had work or something like that. Remind you, he's going into his senior year. Yes, I know, a big age gap. But anyway, we're talking all summer, getting to know each other. It's great. Like, we really clearly like each other. It's the first day of school, and I go up to him in the lunchroom, and I say, hey, Casey, it's so good to finally see you. He stares at me like he has no fucking clue who I am.
No.
Poor sweet baby.
She got catfished.
Poor sweet baby.
Who the hell was on the other side of that chat?
And we talked multiple times a day, every day. Like, there's no way this person didn't know who I was. And then I was like, is he just being like that because he's around his senior friends? Is he maybe worried about my brothers? So I ran out of the lunchroom crying.
Okay.
And he eventually came and found me. He said, hey, what are you talking about? And I read him his screen name. It had one more E than he actually has in his screen name. This poor baby.
That's awful.
Isn't that horrible?
The whole time she thinks she's texting that guy, but then she's texting someone else.
An entire summer.
Oh, my God.
And she has this full-on romance going with this person who is not this person.
That is amazing.
I told him we talked every single day, and he said, that's not me. I'm not lying to you. He had no idea who it could be at this point, and I had no idea either. Like, I don't know who would be able to get me like that. So a week goes by, and I'm mortified. It turns out it's my brother's fucking crazy ass girlfriend, and she was posing to be Casey the entire summer.
That is ridiculous.
Isn't that insane?
That's terrible.
I know. Like, this girl dedicated hours a day and would come over to my house and hang out with my brother and look me in the eye while she was doing this the entire time.
That's really crazy.
Isn't that psychotic?
That's psychotic.
Did you watch that one? I can't remember what it was called, but there was a girl who did that. It was, I think it was on Hulu. It was a documentary. I have to look up what it's called. It was so good. She did this to, like, one of her relatives. I think it was her cousin. And she, like, fully catfished her and, like, was having, like— She was having, like, full-on, like, sex with her through,
that's
like, the—
psychotic.
Yeah, through the chats and whatever, and was, like, led her on for years and told her she wanted to marry her. All this crazy stuff. Like, she was just—
There's clearly
bonkers.
Something where maybe that's what how she really felt. And that's—she had to hide behind that mask.
You would think, but I think this girl was just messing with her.
This girl's just—I hope her brother dumped her.
So she said the worst part of it was my brother stayed with her. I was so heartbroken at the time. And obviously he apologized to me years later when he finally saw that she was a crazy fucking person who was trying to get herself pregnant in high school to strap him down.
That's crazy.
The cool part was, though, Casey did actually take me out on a date. And we realized we didn't have any similar interests, and he was just way too much older than me.
Oh, my God!
So it was a one-and-done kind of thing. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, she got to date him.
I know.
She got to have a date with
him. But that's also sweet of him, too. I feel like that he, like, saw how crushed she was and thought she had been, like, talking to him. And she, I mean, 3 months, especially at that age, like, 3 months at any time is a long time to talk to someone. But at that age, when you're, like, 14, that's, like, years.
That's
like,
years.
A long relationship.
And then your brother has her over after you found out that it was her. And she, that's
it's
some
horrific.
Diabolical stuff.
I know.
She's sitting there, like, leaning her brother's sister on.
It's so creepy.
And you're
for months,
oh
for
God.
3 months, and to devote hours of your time. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's so scary.
What are you doing? It's so scary.
Terrifying.
That's terrifying.
Who knows who that girl is now?
I know.
Like, stay far away.
Yeah, stay far away.
Mm-hmm. It's diabolical.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
But you know what? She got to go out with that guy.
She got
that was
date,
an opener.
And they had nothing in common. She's like, I don't know why I fantasized about you for 3 months and had this whole relationship. And I
sounds
don't even
like
know.
She had
you.
More in common with a girl.
I know.
And that's our show.
We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please tell a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a cup of coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.